Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have an idea, a great way to counter this. We need folks like the Alex Jones Channel and other independents, Gatekeeper Invasion, Enough Respect, all those great YouTube channels. We need you to take what I'm about to say just a minute or two and then edit it together with the last 30-minute rant down to about a 10-minute piece to explain this to everybody. Here's what we do to counter the British government. Censoring PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We use YouTube as a weapon, and no doubt they will censor our hit counters as well. But we do this as another example for everybody. And you take this video and you send it out to everybody you know, you pass it on to everyone, and then we show everyone the censorship that's going on, not just on MySpace, not just with the government filters now on websites, all the things that are admitted and documented, worse than communist China. You then will witness YouTube, if it follows past operations, when this viral video hits about 200,000, and we've had videos that have done that in one day on YouTube, and then suddenly the counter just stops and adds a couple hundred a day. I mean, you'll have a video with 300,000 views, and it'll have 20,000 comments. That's impossible. Or you'll have 40-something thousand ratings and only 200,000 views. That ratio is not right. But we've caught Google censoring us, both in text, and they've had to admit it, and with videos. We've had a whole bunch of videos that were number one. Not anymore. They just took the hit counters off Google video. We need you to make a serious stink about this and get this out to everyone to then illustrate the censorship they're engaging in. Google and YouTube, which, of course, YouTube's owned by Google, Yahoo and others, admittedly for close to 3 years, have been censoring things for the communist Chinese government. Now they're using those same censor systems here in the United States, in Canada, in England, and there's a whole cocktail of other ways they're censoring. But again, the British government is censoring right now. They are censoring PrisonPlanet.com and our other family of websites because we're so effective. We pushed it out. Our listeners pushed it out. Got Keith Olbermann to cover last week the fact that Cheney was planning staged terror attacks and killing our own troops. This is important news. We're risking our lives. And for our safety, we need to continue to be prominent and more prominent. They're bringing in tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream media is dying. They're panicking. The propaganda arms are losing all their credibility. So now they're engaging in communist Chinese style Orwellian censorship. Paul Watson, we need everybody to get this video out.
Yeah, and there's another thing, Alex, concerning Google. Now, this may be related to the fact that we changed our website design, but it's happening with old articles that, you know, we're under the old design. And that is, when you search for an article from PrisonPlanet.com in Google, if you search for any other article, you'll get the headline of the page and the keywords or the first paragraph of the page underneath in your Google search. Now, when you search for a Prison Planet article, all you get is the headline. You don't get any keywords, thereby relegating the link further down the Google results page. Now, as I said, it's happening on articles that were in the old format. So I've got no explanation as to why that's happening, but it's certainly resulting in making PrisonPlanet.com articles harder to find on Google.
That's why we need listeners to take our stories, and if you even change the headline yourself sometimes to confuse their system and their blocks. But we have the British government admitting they are censoring universities, city libraries, governments, but it's not just us. It's thousands of other alternative sites. We are just some of the most banned out there. Paul Watson, I want to come back, open the phones up for listeners, their ideas of ways to counter this. We need your help. We're being shut down, ladies and gentlemen. We're being shut down because our information warfare system is going viral and they are shutting us down. In fact, you can look at Prison Planet numbers. They're cratering. Are you going to let them win, ladies and gentlemen? Are you going to let them shut us down worldwide? Are we going to be like communist China?
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. nation. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Psychologically, Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, myself, the folks that run InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and allied websites, we have become acclimated to being censored by Google and YouTube and MySpace. And they've all been caught. They've all admitted it. We've written major news articles on it. Mainstream news has picked up on our censorship. Now the British government is blocking us out on their wireless networks. This is confirmed. Universities, libraries, this is happening. We need everybody to get this information out to everyone. In fact, I need listeners. I'm going to do this right now. I was given a large donation a few weeks ago. I've been so busy I hadn't figured out how to use it. I knew I was going to do some contest. $5,000. And we don't have time to wait on this. You need to get on making the video right now. $5,000 prize for whoever makes. It can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 minutes long. I don't care. It just needs to be under 10 minutes. The best video. And I want it to be on YouTube in one other format. It needs to be on two formats. YouTube, one of the other channels. $5,000 for the person, and we're just going to go ahead and set this date for the 19th. What is that, a Thursday or is that a Wednesday coming up this month? The 19th, $5,000. I've had three or four other contests over the years. We will send you a check out. All of the entries will be posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Today, we're going to get the information up on the websites. We're going to go ahead and create a section for the contest. $5,000. $1,000 goes to second place, $500 for third place. That's $6,500 in prizes on that. The individual that gave me the donations has spent it however I wanted. I said, I'm going to spend it on contest. We're going to have another contest for $1,000 for the best trailer using clips from the film Truth Rising. Okay, so that's $7,500 in prizes. We're also going to have $2,000 prize for a new Declaration of Independence listing the crimes of this government. It needs to be a 3-4-page essay. I need to come up with a number of words, roughly, but $2,000 for the best new Declaration of Independence. There will be another. So what is that? Now that's up to like $9,000. There will be a $1,000 prize, literary prize. But the real prize is it's going to go all over the websites. We're going to push it. It's going to be big. A bill of particulars. A listing. It could be 10 pages. It could be 100 pages. Long listing. All the crimes and evidence of chemical, biological testing, killing the American people, others, CPS stealing children, police brutality, the wars, listing all the crimes of the New World Order. That's like $10,000 in prizes. Okay, I keep waiting. I wanted to write these up. I'm just launching it now. Okay? The 19th is the deadline. The 19th of August. That gives you like 15 days, ladies and gentlemen. Don't wait. Make the videos now. Write the essays now. We will create several emails for the contest, a page, a comment section, a message board, and then, of course, hundreds of videos will be made with each contest. That'll reach tens of millions. Millions will end up in the aggregate reading the new Declaration of Independence and another contest, the Bill of Particulars. That's what they had for from really 1760 into 1775, was they had little handbills, little newsletters, so they were censored then, listing the crimes of the government, listing the abuses. So there you go, a bunch of different, I've been meaning to launch that, I'm launching it now, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to a great guy, Daryl, I got your call yesterday, I'm going to be calling you, who gave us the donation to do that. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we're going to counter this. But I need you now, and you got great minds. You're great editors. We'll post them all on the website now. I need you to not wait. We're going to have, I'm going to go to $11,000. A $1,000 prize for whoever, by Friday, makes the best video, and that will be chosen by, I'll tell you Monday who the winner is on this $1,000 prize. You know what? Let's make it $2,000. No. $3,000 prize for next Monday. It's got to be on the web by Friday. And you know who wins the $3,000 prize? To defeat tyranny and censorship? Whoever gets the most hits on YouTube with a video about this censorship, editing together the last 45 minutes down to 10 minutes. It could be 5 minutes. Whoever edits the best video down, that gets the most hits as of Monday morning. Okay? You will get $3,000. And I'm going to be searching YouTube and seeing what's gotten the most hits. We'll call that the censorship contest. And then you'll need to email those. We'll have email addresses up for you in the next day. So now we've got, what is it, 4 or 5 contests of over $11,000. Coming up for the 19th, but $3,000 for whatever's most viral and whatever's had the most views as of Monday. And that can be on any platform, but I recommend YouTube. Paul Watson, I'm thinking on my feet here. What do you think of the plan?
I think it's a good way to get people motivated, certainly. this is one of the most important subjects at present, because they still consider the internet to be somewhat out of their control, and they want to centralize control of it. So that's one of the main agendas.
And why do we need the web? Because, ladies and gentlemen, why do they have to shut it down and restrict it? Because the New York cops can run 15 feet and knock a bicycler off and bust their head open and then charge that person with assaulting the police, and then it gets shown that the cop went and tackled him, and then the cop gets in trouble. Or the police, some guy's walking outside out of a convenience store with a glass of ice, no alcohol. They say, come here. He doesn't. So they beat him with a baton, bloody. That comes out, they get in trouble. All this is hurting the New World Order. It's come to a flashpoint. They thought they'd use the web as the worldwide wiretap, as DARPA called it 25 years ago, as the joke. But we've used it as a web to capture them and expose them. They dug a pit for us, and they've fallen into it. They want to shut it down and go to a controlled web. Paul, I'm really fired up. I want to go to some calls here in a moment for you. But right now, any other points you've got?
Yeah. People like Bill Gates have proposed people having to buy credits to send emails, where each email would cost you, say, a penny to send, which of course would mean the death knell for political mailing lists. And then there's a quote from BT, which is British Telecom, BT's Graham Whitehead, who said that the anarchic and hazardous nature of the public internet meant that companies are now constructing supervised private IP networks, and this was years ago. Quote, the internet is dead or dying. It's full of viruses, worms, and porn. You have to wear a Kevlar suit before you go online. BT is creating a private network which will be joined to other private networks. And this is Internet 2, which has been around for at least 6 or 7 years.
Meanwhile,
now,
it's the big networks, most of them, that are in the business of porn through subsidiaries, making the money. And then
exactly.
They don't censor the porn. They censor us and all of you tomorrow. Go ahead, Watson.
That's the future, is a website on a government subdomain where you have to get a registration just to exist. And, of course, you'll get the DVD downloads in seconds and the high-resolution teleconferencing facilities which universities and corporations already have access to and are using.
That they used tax money to build in the last 7 years.
Yeah, on the fiber optic networks, but you won't have access to PrisonPlanet.com.
Paul Watson, I need you to go listen to the announcement I just made about these contests. I had a huge article out on that, listing why we're doing it, how it's to counter censorship. I mean, I don't know. I think that's like $14,000 or more in prizes, ladies and gentlemen, to be paid out in the next 15 days, 3,000 of it on Monday. You're going to get mailed a check Monday, whoever creates a video about this censorship that goes the most viral. It is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if we don't have the web, folks, we don't have anything. Paul, I can't believe they're doing this. But I can. I mean, we're kicking their butt.
Well, that's right. I mean, they're moving forward. They know that the internet is the last outpost of freedom of speech, and we're using it to its full effect. So they've announced, you know, they've declared war on it. The White House has, the CENTCOM has. And now we're being censored by the British government as well.
See, there's so many facets. CENTCOM announced, 2 years ago they were going to put thousands of fake bloggers out and corporate bloggers. They already have huge PR firms writing the stories for the major newspapers in Iraq. In the U.S., they're writing them. They're now doing that against us. These guys are death threatening us all over the message boards with their handles. It goes back to their websites and their CENTCOM and other military goons. My God, it's just incredible the level of attack we're under, Paul. Will the listeners come to our aid? We are the champions on the front line for you.
That's right. It's the battleground, and we need as many troops in the cyber warfare as possible.
Folks, we can completely kick their ass if you will just take action and stop screwing around and face down the New World Order and get aggressive and dedicate yourself to making videos and posting stories and getting information out about web censorship. And we're going to start writing articles every day about this. We're trying to move in a bigger office. We're going to try to hire more people. We're fighting as hard as we can. We need your help right now. We need you. The enemy's knocking down the wall at the gates. We got to block them at the breach. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to wait, not wait any time. Now, we're going to be uploading the video of this to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can grab it from there. In fact, I'm going to take this last hour rant, and I'm going to post it free on the internet this afternoon, okay? This is going up free. I got to pay for it. It'll cost me thousands of dollars.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jaja in New York, you're on the air with Paul Watson. Go ahead.
What's up, Alex? I'm a new fan. I love you to death. You know, I found you by freak accident. One of my fans sent me to you because I've been fighting with this. My late cousin is Aaron Russo, actually. We were very tight.
You're a hip-hop artist, a blonde. I've seen you.
I'm a rapper, that's right. I'm also a visual artist. You know, very well-known. My stuff's in the museum, Whitney Museum, and I have shows all over the world internationally. And you know, I was targeted, and this is why I came. I always knew from day one. I knew that that was that the World Trade Center was set up, was an inside job, because I right across the Twin Towers. I used to live right in Brooklyn, and a 9/10. I had helicopters out my window all that night, and I was printing photographs. I was printing mosh pits in my dark room. I was getting military helicopters overriding my punk rock music, blaring light into my dark room by my loft, where I was right by the Con Ed plant, that we couldn't even think all that night. I walked on the streets. Everybody was like, where's the criminal? Where's the criminal? There's military helicopters.
Well, I got to have you on as a guest sometime. I'm aware of your work. What's your take on all this censorship?
Oh, this is, I am so angry. You don't understand. I just sent a bulletin out on MySpace. I am so angry about this. You don't understand, like, the fact that I'm a freedom fighter, you know, I'm a freedom for speech fighter, and the fact that they're going into the UK, this mother country, this country that we ran for, oh my God, that's the first step for them to really get at us, and it's scary, and I'm gonna do everything that I can for you, Alex. I'm gonna blast it, I'm gonna blare it all over MySpace, and they've already taken me down once. I was in the top 10 for a year and a half. I had 1.5 million hits, and they couldn't stand me, and they've been stealing from me. They've been stealing all my music, all these people in the big corporations. Then they access my computer. Okay, if you know about Aaron, they wiretapped him. They wiretapped my whole family.
Now, that came out in the New York Times. Well, listen, let me get your info, your phone number. I'd like to have you on as a guest sometime because I recognize your voice. I've seen some of your videos, and we really appreciate you calling, Jaja. Okay, we're going to get your number right now.
All right, you got it.
John, go ahead and get that. Look, they can't stop us if more people like her line up. I need the great lady who's at the Ron Paul event who was on with Burmese when I was out of town. She said she's a big fan of the show, and then I woke her up. I didn't know that. We need her to help us. We need everybody to help us because we're under attack. Paul Watson?
That's right, Alex, and there's a groundswell of hip-hop artists over the past 5 or 6 years, but they're not going to get on MTV, are they? Because that's another form of censorship. They pick the music that conforms to the message of keeping the culture down as it is at the moment, obsessed with sex and money, whereas the groundswell of an awakening that is happening in the background is depressed.
Well, folks, we're going to have a big prize coming up the 19th for whoever has the best video promoting PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and to stop censorship, but we can't wait. That's 15 days away. You've got till Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. $3,000 to have one. The winner will be whatever has the most hits. It'll be the same thing with what happens with the 19th, but again, it can't be whatever video wins coming up Sunday, because that may be the biggest video then 15 days from now. So pick which one you want to get involved in. Get all of this out to everybody right now. This is so important. Let's jam in some more calls. Matt in the UK, where the British government is censoring PrisonPlanet.com. Go ahead.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Welcome.
I'd like to mention, you mentioned Paul Watson, obviously about censorship and obviously accessing InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com as well. I've found it pretty hard to even access your site on InfoWars.
Can you turn your radio off, because I want to hear what you have to say?
Yeah, of course, come 1 minute. That. Yeah, I was mentioning that there. I mean, obviously, you mentioned about Paul Watson about obviously censorship on your site. I was mentioning that your viewers should realise, obviously, people in the UK, because I've tried to access your site quite a few times.
We did not just hang up on him. He just called in to talk about how the websites are censored in the UK. Yeah, we get these emails, we get screenshots of this. We're being censored like this is China, Paul Watson.
Yeah, I get them all the time. As you say, we're becoming immune to it because, you know, sometimes I just delete them without even checking into it. So, and it's happening a lot in London. From what my brother says, people he's talked to say the same thing, that they can't access it.
John, you just popped in. What were you saying? Okay, caller, you're back. You're saying you can't get to InfoWars and Prison Planet.
No, and another thing is, mentioned on this editorialization state that we're in, obviously I've spread the message in the place that I live in the UK, and it's not so far away from where Paul is, actually, and it's amazing how I've been followed and been watched.
We got a jump, here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, the British government has been caught censoring PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
I'm putting out more than $10,000 in prizes for you to make videos exposing this. But not just my sites, how they're censoring everything and the different ways they're doing it. What they can't stop now, what they're trying to shut down, is the file sharing networks. You better get the podcast that 60,000 listeners a day are getting and appreciate it and get it out to everybody. Put it on every podcasting service system. It's already number one on most. Let's make it number one everywhere. We're serving it out to 60,000. They're serving it out to millions. We've gone mega viral. They're trying to shut us down, and they're not going to get away with it. There's a lot of different ways to attack the enemy in the info war. Get all of our articles we put out each day. Change the headline, because that's how they're trying to block them. Make it similar to our headline, but even change the headline if you want. Then attack pattern Delta. Put it out everywhere. Smash them in the info war. Never stop. This is the highest level alert I've ever given you. I want rampaging attacks on the New World Order in the info war. Overrun them like you've never done. I want each of you 10 hours a day savagely attacking. Get my films. Make copies. Get the podcast. Make copies. Get the video feeds we put out. Make copies. I'm taking the last hour and a half. It's going to cost us thousands here, but I'm running it all out to put out this video free today. Why do we charge 15 cents a day for PrisonPlanet.tv? Because we can't afford to put it out free. But you know what? This last hour and a half is so important that it's going up the next couple hours on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so you can slice and dice and boil it down and post it everywhere. They go completely nuts and show these murdering bastards of the New World Order. They're never going to stop us. All right, we're about to go to Dr. Jerome Corsi breaking major news here today. We're so thankful for him coming on this show to do it. First place you're going to hear it. The embargo is lifted today on his abomination books. He'll be breaking that down for us, and I don't like either candidate. We're just exposing them all. Let the chips fall where they may. You have 60 seconds, Paul Watson, in your final transmission on this subject today.
Well, yeah, I would encourage anyone who wants to send me their videos that it's Watson@prisonplanet.com, and I'll post as many as possible. And it's another rallying call to organize behind and get active and get aggressive with the truth.
Defend free speech, stop communist Chinese-style censorship. Prison Planet banned in the UK by the UK government, ladies and gentlemen. Huge news. We're going to be covering this after Dr. Corsi leaves us in 25 minutes and taking Scott and Carl and Frank and everybody else's calls on this subject. This is a big deal. It affects everybody. Now we go to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, thank you for coming on today.
Alex, great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
This is the battle for the Republic. Tell us about the incredible research you have done on Barack Obama, which you can now release today.
Well, I've been researching Obama in this new book, The Obama Nation, since 2006. That was when I decided Obama was likely to be the candidate, and I started researching him. The book is, Alex, is 360 pages long. I've got nearly 700 footnotes in it, and the footnotes are all, you know, many of them are websites. You can see them. I thoroughly researched it. For instance, I did phone interviews in Kenya. In Indonesia, where Obama lived from the time he was 6 to 9 years old with his Islamic stepfather, I translated from Indonesian, translated the Indonesian newspapers. I went to the Indonesian TV. I watched hundreds of hours of Indonesian TV, Kenyan TV. The book is thoroughly documented, and I'll stand by every statement and every claim in the book.
Well, drop the bombshells on us, all the prison
tales
are in the book.
Here's the bombshells. It's titled Radical Politics and the Cult of Personality. I show that going back to Obama's mentor in when he was in Hawaii in high school, Obama's mentor was named Frank in the autobiography. It's Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist poet, a communist journalist from Chicago, who retired in later years when Obama was in high school. Obama writes that this was the time Obama was experimenting with marijuana and cocaine. He would drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and spend time with Frank Marshall Davis, who his grandfather introduced him to. And, Davis would read his radical communist poetry and was mentored to forming Obama's views. I mean, this has continued. Obama in Chicago was a Saul Alinsky organizer. Saul Alinsky was a radical socialist organizer. Wrote Rules for Radical, said, you know, Machiavelli wrote The Prince for the haves to keep what they have. Alinsky said he wrote Rules for Radical for the have-nots to take it away. And Alinsky dedicated Rules for Radicals to Lucifer. He taught a radical redistribution of wealth. You know, you go into a community and you rub together raw the discontent in the community, listen to the community to get its own voice, the grievances, so you can grab power and get a redistribution of wealth. It's continuing even today in Obama's policy. Obama's energy solution, get windfall profit taxes taken from the oil companies and send the poor a $1,000 check. It's a complete redistribution of wealth. What company is Obama going to rob from next to get the next $1,000 check to the poor?
Well, he's going to rob it from the middle class that's disappearing to the international bankers who want the debt. We know communism is actually the ultra-elite's favorite tool to rob and destroy the middle class.
Well, Obama will be right at home because he's dealt with all the top criminals. In Chicago, for 17 years, his campaign fundraiser and, you know, a supporter was Tony Rezko, this now convicted criminal who was the fixer in Chicago. Rezko is Syrian. Rezko's game was he would get these high-valued properties that were, you know, low-income ghetto housing, the ghetto housing, you know, free housing, public interest housing, welfare projects. And Rezko would get title to them. He would borrow millions of dollars on these low-income housing projects. He wouldn't put any repairs in the buildings, or so few repairs that almost all of Rezko's low-income housing projects are today boarded up and abandoned. Some 12 of them were in Obama's district when he was in the state legislature. Instead of supporting the constituents, the poor people that Resco was throwing out into the streets, Obama worked for the law firm that represented Resco. He wrote letters for at least one of Resco's projects, and Obama never asked for legislation or investigations of Resco to come to the assistance of the poor people in his district who were being plagued by his legal client, Resco. And then, to even make it worse, Alex, when it came time for Obama to buy his dream house, which he did a couple of years ago, Resco found the property across the street from Resco in this Tony, you know, high-priced section of Hyde Park in Chicago's South Side, a mostly minority community, but of course the University of Chicago's there. So in the University of Chicago, Hyde Park, Tony section of Chicago's poor minority East South Side, Obama comes to buy this essentially multi-million-dollar property with two lots, you know, one of these Victorian redone houses, and Obama can't afford it. So Resco's wife buys the vacant lot that is part of the property, fenced in, this two-lot property on which the house sits. Obama gets a cheaper deal on the house, and then after the deal goes down, Obama's wife sells the vacant lot in part back to Obama, who buys part of the, like, 10 feet of the vacant lot, and then they sell the rest of it to a friend of Obama and the friend of the alderman in the area who will not permit another property to be built on it. So for half the deal, Obama ends up getting the whole property. And in the mess, in all that mess with Resco, this criminal, you know, getting his millions out of bilking the poor and their housing projects, Obama's benefactor and great buddy, when they needed more money, right at the time this house transaction was coming down, Nadmi Aoki, Aoki is the bagman for Saddam Hussein's oil for food deal, a billionaire who lives in London, one of the owners of Bank BNP Paribas, criminal bank that did the oil for food deal for Saddam Hussein. Well, Aoki lends Resco something like $3.7 million just at the right time for Obama's down payment to be made and for the down payment on the lot next door to be made.
So not just Chicago-style mafia corruption, but hardcore international deals with traffickers who work with people like Saddam Hussein.
Correct. And these connections through Audi and the Middle East are not, you know, Tony Resco has a whole network of them. I tracked down others of Al-Samari, another Iraqi who was trying to corner the cell phone market in Iraq after the war. And he had Resco involved in his scheme. And, of course, you know, Al-Samari put down his homes in Chicago, of all places, as part of the bail for Resco when Resco was in jail.
Well, that's why the establishment
ended up being a business partner.
That's right. Why the establishment likes Obama, because there's so much dirt on him, they can fully compromise him, fully control him.
At any moment. He's totally vulnerable because the financial ties go back to guys like Resco, who built the very minority community that Obama's trying to champion, while Obama was Resco's lawyer. And then Obama did such a good job helping this criminal Resco. He made sure that he, Michelle, and the two girls got this dream house they couldn't afford. Mm-hmm. And when it became necessary to get a little bit more cash, they called up Aoki on the phone and had some money wired in from the Middle East.
Now, what are they getting from Barack Obama for all these goodies they're giving him?
Well, Obama has a long history of supporting the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel groups that he funded in Chicago. When Obama was on this Woods Foundation with William Ayers, who is, by the way, the Weather Underground bomber, they funded this Arab-American network that Rashid Khalidi put together, strongly pro-Palestinian, strongly anti-Israel, and it's carried through again to the present, because the current advisors that Obama has working on his campaign, including this General Tony McPeak, who is the co-chairman of Obama's current presidential campaign, has been writing articles in which he says, for instance, that the Jews in Miami and New York are the reason that our foreign policy is influenced to be pro-Israel, and that's the reason the Israel conflict can't be settled. I mean, as far back as 1976, as General McPeak was writing in Foreign Affairs, the magazine of the Council on Foreign Relations, insisting that Israel needed to give back parts of the Golan Heights and the West Bank.
Well, I want to be clear here. Either way you cut it, both candidates are New World Order. Barack Obama, there was any doubt, called for a New World Order and said, well, we all have to work hard. We don't have a choice. We must serve this global government just a week and a half ago when he was in Berlin. But regardless, this either goes two ways. They allow him into office because he's totally compromised and the establishment can destroy him anytime they want with all this information that's been documented in triplicate. Or they're planning to totally destroy him once the full nomination happens during the campaign, and then McCain's going to go in. And either way,
we get a globalist.
Either way, we get a globalist, and I see massive riots if they do shoot down Obama. So I may be wrong, but it looks like the establishment, the big money, is behind Obama because he's fully compromised. And you agree?
Obama's going to lose. I'm sure that the compromise that Obama has not escaped the interest of the moneyed people who are behind Obama. And, you know, this is clearly a choice of, you know, the lesser of the two evils. Now, I did not write Obamanation to support McCain. I make this very clear. I wrote Obamanation only to oppose Obama. I mean, I myself am Constitution Party. I'll vote for Chuck Baldwin. That's where my vote's going. If McCain is the president, we'll have to fight. I've been writing in WorldNet Daily, where I'm a senior staff reporter. I've been writing for 4 years hard against McCain on his comprehensive immigration reform that he was going for with Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, we know that.
I'm sure I will be writing against him for four more years.
Bottom line, you then think that the establishment is going to destroy Barack Obama. You're saying it's John McCain.
I think John McCain is going to be the next president.
Do you think we're going to have riots?
Possible. Could easily happen. I think the African-American community is not going to like seeing Barack Obama really attacked as this strongly. But the problem is, Alex, everything I'm bringing forward is truth.
Well, he's a poverty pimp. He's a poverty pimp, so blacks shouldn't like him.
Well, once they understand that, blacks may understand that this Obama is not the guy they thought he was. I also have traced Obama's connections into Africa very
thoroughly. Yeah, let's stop there. That's what I want to cover for the rest of the show, because you've broken a lot of stuff that's already been documented in the mainstream news, some new connections that weren't, Dr. Corsi. Let's get into Barack Hussein Obama. Is he really a Muslim? Was his dad really a Muslim?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and tell us.
Well, first of all, Obama says he never got Islamic instruction. It's not true. In Indonesia, and he was there from 6 to 9, his Islamic stepfather registered Obama. Even in the Catholic school, he registered him as a Muslim. And then in the public school, at least 1 year, maybe two, Obama got Islamic instruction. And this was advanced Islamic instruction.
That is bombshell, Dr. Corsi.
Yes.
That is bombshell, because not that he's really a Muslim, that he's lied about it. And
exactly.
We shouldn't have anybody as president who both their parents aren't Americans. Bottom line, that's always been the way it is. They even passed laws in Europe against people from outside becoming president or chancellor because this allows infiltration. You're telling me, tell us the proof in your book that Barack Obama did attend Muslim school.
Well, the first proof is I found a line in Obama's own autobiography where he admitted it.
Unbelievable.
He said in one passing line in about a page, the middle of the book, Obama says his mother was angry at him because he made faces in Quran studies. And, that one sentence validated it. Then the Indonesian newspapers, which I translated, and the Indonesian television went back and interviewed schoolmates of Obama. They said he attended Islamic instruction in the public school. They also said that all 4 years Obama was there, he went to mosque with his father.
So it's not a rumor. It's not a rumor. His stepfather was a Muslim. He has family, brothers, and people that are Muslims. And so, bottom line, he has been lying the entire time, and that's why they put him up there. He is a ringer, folks. He's meant to take a dive for John McCain. So this is nonpartisan. The facts are in. He will be destroyed in this election.
I believe so. And, you know, the lies continue because, for instance, Obama in 2007 was interviewed by Nicholas Kristof, who is a columnist in the New York Times, and Kristof wrote this up. Obama came into his office and sang the Islamic call to prayer in the sunset. And he did it perfectly, and in Arabic. And Kristof said, Obama said that that's one of the most beautiful sounds, the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset. That's Nicholas Kristof reporting in the New York Times, and I cite it and footnote it in the book.
Unbelievable, folks. The media is holding this back, calling it a hoax, until they're ready to bring it out to destroy Barack Obama. You heard it here first. Dr. Corsi, stay with us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Dr. Corsi is going to be with us about another 25 minutes. I know we have loaded phone lines. Wanted to talk about PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com being censored by the British government. Massive news in and of itself. But they're censoring thousands of other sites, like Communist China. We will cover that for the last hour and a half of the show. But I want John to go through the calls and find out who wants to talk to Dr. Corsi about this issue in the last 10 minutes with him. He's going to be with us about 15, 20 after or so. And this is an exclusive. First big interview he's done. It's the first day he can talk about the book. We're so honored he's joined us. You know, I have differences with Dr. Corsi on a few issues, but the world is more complex than many of you, see it as the players. This is more sophisticated, and Dr. Corsi has come a long way in fighting the New World Order and to waking up the state-sponsored terror and a lot more. But this Barack Obama thing, the way the media is worshiping him is scary. This is the setup. I believe it is going to be the setup, and that they are going to pull the rug out from under him by design to create more racial division and then give us John McCain. So we're saying you can't vote for either one. We're just analyzing the cold, hard facts. And, folks, his name is Barack Hussein Obama. He was raised in foreign countries, Indonesia and Africa. He does have communists all over the place, everywhere. He does have Marxists everywhere. He does have Muslims everywhere. And I'm not even attacking Muslims here. Muslims know that. But I'm not going to play games here, just like I don't play games with Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabists that the CIA is involved with. You know, just because somebody's a Muslim doesn't suddenly mean they're good. No. Contrary, ladies and gentlemen, he is a liar. He is a liar about his faith and who he is, and this is outrageous. But the point is, black people, Democrats, liberals, you'd love to be able to vote for somebody real. They're going to take him away from you. They're going to crush him right in front of you. Dr. Corsi, do you agree with that analysis?
Yes, I think you're right. I think you've got a situation where Barack Obama has lied so thoroughly, and now that I write Obama Nation, and I've got close to 700 footnotes, I'm documenting not only his education as a communist socialist mentor in Hawaii, his working under Saul Alinsky and that radical system in Chicago, his influence by Malcolm X, his black liberation theology, and now his work in Kenya, which goes right back to his father's roots.
But let's be fair to Malcolm. He changed at the end, and that's why he got killed.
Well, yes, but I'm talking about the
early on, yeah.
Obama identifies with is, the autobiography of Malcolm X, and even to Malcolm X railing on this, Obama specifically discusses in his autobiography, Malcolm X railing, he's got white blood in him and he wants to get out of it. And Obama's saying, well, he has white blood and he identified with that as a curse. Well, that's right out of black liberation theology, as Malcolm X influenced James Cone.
Yeah, white people are the devil, and I'm sick of it.
White people are the devil. And we are the, we are the imperialists and the colonialists of today oppressing African Americans.
Well, what they teach is that we're subhuman. We are a sub-creation. Yeah. We're basically Cain.
That's the part of the black liberation theology that shares with the black Muslims and Malcolm X.
Well, it's the reverse. And, I mean, the slave traders, who, by the way, were predominantly Arab, they taught the white Europeans
correct.
How to do it. Historical fact, Encyclopedia Britannica, historical fact, that's basically what the racist Arabs and whites taught, was that blacks were a bad creation. Now they just flip it around. They're both disgusting.
Disgusting. And, but this whole James Cone is saying, this is the core of black liberation theology, Reverend Wright says so, is that Jesus Christ was black. He was a African Palestinian opposing the imperialist colonialists of the day, which would be the Romans occupying Israel. And so Reverend Wright, when he says GD America, is really at the core of what black liberation theology is all about.
Which, by the way, the globalists want the illegal aliens saying GD America and the blacks. They want to bring America down, so they're serving the New World Order. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.